Speaking with Ryan Height with the Todd Akin campaign, things haven't really gotten underway here. We're still waiting for the polls to close as you and I talk, but how do you feel tonight?
You know what? We feel extremely excited, encouraged by what's been going on. We've been talking with volunteers throughout the day, some of our field directors across the state, and we've just been seeing great things happening. People out at the polls and waving signs at intersections. They've had just people coming by constantly, giving them a thumbs up, telling them, hey, we got your guys back, and I'm really feeling good about what we're seeing across the state. I think there's been a very high turnout and a lot of motivated people for us.
Do you have any exit polling or anything that you've looked at that gives you any indications yet?
You know what? I don't have any firm numbers on exit polling or anything like that, just the general feeling of what we've been seeing and also what we've been hearing. And, you know, it's looking up and looking very good.
And now, as you and I talk, the polls have closed back in the Eastern time zone. Have you looked at those any, and does that give you any indications?
You know, I've briefly seen some things coming across the television screens here. I think we saw Kentucky and Indiana roll in for Romney, another state up in the Northeast roll in for Obama. I know that we're going to see those coming in, but I don't have any kind of grasp on what's going on yet, and I haven't gotten a chance to dive into the polls or the exit polls.
Have you taken any time today to look back over the campaign and any thoughts on what you might have done differently or anything else?
Well, I'm sure that you could look back and revisit and change this, change that in your head, but you know what? Whatever happens, you have to go with. I have been just so thrilled by the commitment, the dedication of our staff, of our volunteers, of our coordinators. I tell you what, we've got some of the most energetic and exciting people that are just dedicated not only to what they believe in, but also to the congressman and his family, the person they know him to be. And, you know, it's just there's people who are willing to work at incredible lengths, incredible hours. And I'm so proud of every one of them and so grateful that they were a part of our team.
What were the priorities in the last few days for the Akin campaign?
You know what? Getting around the state was a big priority. Getting out there, obviously, there were a lot of media buys that took place on our behalf. We put up a lot of our own buys and peppered the airwaves, but also on the groundwork. We covered hundreds of thousands of doors across the state, especially in the larger regions. Also, countless phone calls. I don't even know the numbers yet on these things. I know we're still tallying them, but we had a lot of people pounding the pavement, meeting people, stopping them at intersections, getting their houses, just letting people know that the election's coming up and what the choices were between the two candidates in the Senate race. So that ground game is very important, and I'm hoping to see our hard work pay off with good results this evening.
We knew this was going to be a campaign that would get nationwide attention, and certainly there have been some controversial comments made by the congressman in the last few months that just added to that. What are your thoughts about the national attention on this campaign?
Well, you know, it certainly gave us a very unique level of name identification across the country. And also, it opened our race up to a lot of people who, I believe, both in and out of our state, across the country, were looking for a candidate who would not bend to political parties, to the power games that everyone always thinks of when they think of Washington, D.C. Obviously, what he said, he apologized for, said he was wrong and had misspoken. And I believe a lot of people were shocked to see a politician at his level stand up and say, hey, I was wrong and I apologize for it. I ask for your forgiveness, but you know, we all mess up. And I think with seeing that and seeing his willingness to stand against the powers that be and say, no, we had an election and the people of Missouri decided, I think that those two things combined really appeal to people who are looking for honest, just normal, honest people to run for office. Someone who's not just going to get in there and think of what benefits them or what leadership position they can find, but how can I serve and do the best that I can for the people who elected me? And I think that's what they think they found in Todd Akin.
I know you're optimistic tonight, but if he does lose, that's what everyone is going to point to, is those comments. Any regrets about him saying what he said?
You know what? Like I said, you can look into the past and nitpick what's happened. And, you know, if he loses, then there's probably a myriad of things we could blame it on. But I think that's what's exciting about this election is people have a very distinct choice between the candidates. And that's something you don't often get. Usually people feel like I have to pick who I dislike, a little bit more or better than the other. But this time there are two very different philosophies of government and two very different directions in voting records involved. And I think people feel like there's a pretty clear-cut choice as to what you agree with and who you'd like to vote for.
Where is the congressman right now?
The congressman will probably be on site soon, but he has spent the day at home predominantly. He also came by our office a little bit, shook some hands, encouraged some volunteers. But today he had some family time, had some rest, and also was able to catch up on the phone with some supporters and longtime friends and just start to wrap things up here, because win or lose, there are a lot of people who've put a lot of hard work in this evening, all into this evening over the last 18 months. And, those people should be recognized, and we're just trying to close up some loose ends.
All right, Ryan, thank you.
Great. Appreciate it, Mike.